Hello and you're very welcome to episode 21 of Ars Protect with me, John Morley. Coming up on the programme today, I speak to Janet Laffey, the programme manager with Green Sod Ireland, about their carbon offsetting and wild acres initiative. If you want to get a comment into the programme, you can do on our text and WhatsApp number, that's 086 38 33 55 3. Phone reception on 09177 0077. Email arsprotect@goaibayfm.ie. If you want to get more details on this initiative by Commissioner Mann and the IBI, you can go on to arsprotect.ie, where you can find the ecological footprint calculator and also complete a very quick survey. All that plus lots more coming up on this edition of Ars to Protect. And a very good morning to you. Welcome into today's programme. Delighted to say I'm joined in studio by Janet Laffey, who is the programme manager with Green Sod Ireland. Janet, a very good morning to you.
Thanks very much, John, and thanks for having us.
You're very welcome into today's programme. Talk to us a little bit about Green Sod Ireland. Why was it formed and what are your objectives?
Green Sod Ireland was formed in 2007 because of a lack of awareness of biodiversity and climate change. And it was set up to educate people originally, to educate people about those issues, but also it has transformed into a land trust. So our mission is to protect land for the sake of biodiversity and for the sake of the species that live on that land. So what we have are we have wild acres, and we have them at the moment, we have them in six different counties around Ireland. And wild acres essentially means land under protection. So my position is as programme manager is to manage that land. It's funded by the Heritage Council, and we employ different management measures on the land depending on the requirements of those specific sites.
It sounds a bit like rewilding. Is that a crude way of putting it? Or I know you have a term you like to use yourself.
Yeah, so our sites, as I said, are all unique and specific to what has been happening beforehand and how we need to go forward. So we may employ some management practices, and rewilding is a way of describing it, but we like to say that it's passive management. So we put the land and the species that live on the land front and centre. So some sites, there might be quite a lot of activity. So we have a site in Roscarbery where there's a lot of activity in terms of workshops and people coming and going. And other sites, there might not be anybody there at all, but it's encouraging and helping the land to become as passively managed as possible, so that the species can flourish and thrive, which in our opinion is very important in terms of the current climate crisis and biodiversity crisis.
Now, another very interesting initiative, you've partnered with the University of Notre Dame through the Colmore Abbey Global Centre to encourage carbon offset of overseas travels. That's very interesting.
Yeah, it's a quite recent initiative, and it's what we want to do is partner with companies who have an environmental policy in place, who want to make sure that their company is going towards carbon neutral, and so we are carbon offsetting providers, and essentially what that means is we have land, and if people want to offset their footprint, their carbon footprint, they can partner with us and support us in the management of our land.
And I know you like to partner with people who are heading towards carbon neutrality, anyways.
Absolutely, that's a critical point. We want to make sure that your environmental, the company's environmental policies are up to date and that they're moving in the right direction. We're very much aware of that.
Now, I know you're funded by the Heritage Council, but a lot of organisations like yourself are in dire need of more funding and more volunteers. If people want to support you, I know they can do that in a number of ways, but one of those is by donating a piece of land.
That's right, yeah. So some very inspirational individuals have donated us land over the years. And if anybody wants to do that, there's a very, very simple process in the beginning, and it means that you either you can use it through the will process or you can use it through land transfer. And anybody that's interested in that or has a piece of land who maybe they want to leave it for biodiversity or they want it to be managed going forward, it doesn't necessarily have to be in through the will process. They can contact us and we'll be happy to take them through the steps.
Now talk to me about the Save a Sod initiative.
Yeah, this is our fundraising initiative, and it's a way to support the management of our lands, and all the funds go directly towards that. So from as little as €25 up, you can support that work. And anybody who wants to do that can go to our website and look at the Save Aside page.
I know you have wild acres all across the country. Talk to us about the areas in Galway you're involved in.
Yeah, one of our sites is in Galway. It's in Salrock. It's a beautiful place. And as an example of management there, we had to fence that area because it's adjacent to some common age and there were some sheep coming in, so it was being overgrazed to an extent. So those are the type of management things that we would do on sites. And also there's some woodland, which is quite unusual in the area. So the idea would be to encourage that emerging woodland to develop over time.
And I assume you're looking for volunteers all year round?
Absolutely. We take volunteers from all walks of life, whether you're an ecologist and a hydrologist, maybe your interest is in marketing, fundraising. We have people from all different walks of life. So if you're interested, go to our website and there's more information there.
And if people want to get more details, is Green Sod Ireland, that's the website?
Greensodireland.ie is our website. And I'd urge anybody who would like to, you know, make this your charitable donation for the year to go to the website. And there are many ways you can support us.
All right. Janet Laffey, the Programme Manager at Green Sod Ireland. Thank you for joining us on Ours to Protect.
Thanks very much, John, for having us.
And that is all from this week's edition of Ours to Protect. Join us next Thursday at 11:30 for more environmental programming. Until then, have a very safe weekend. Goodbye.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Galway Bay FM, the IBI, and funded by Commission na Mban with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.